It's Sunday, the 17th of June, and you are listening to a very, very happy Liam XN. I've just been in... You can hear this rattling. I've been in my bedroom today, and I've just been looking around some old boxes and things that have got things inside them. And I stumbled upon this one box, and it's got all of my religious... documents and things from when I was a kid. I've got my first Holy Communion certificates and loads of old rosaries and crucifixes and primary school stickers and things from when I went to church. Oh, wow, it's just lovely to have found all this. Let me just set the microphone down. I'm just going to explain what I've found. First thing, pull this out of the box. Okay. A box within a box. How about that? First of all, certificate Folly and Brig in remembrance of your first Holy Communion from all the catechists. A sacrament most holy. O sacrament most holy. O sacrament divine. All praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. How lovely is that? I've got all kinds of things like this. Let's see, I'll set that down. What else is in here? There's so much, and I just keep getting flashbacks. This is to say that Liam Brigg, I'm preparing for my first Holy Communion. This is to say that I, Liam Brigg, am preparing for first Holy Communion. I will do my best to attend all the sessions, and with God's help, I will grow more like Jesus every day. This is, oh, goodness, and happy birthday cards. Goodness me, how old is this? Blimey. Love and hugs and kisses, wonderful, smart, charming, talented, delightful, good-looking, altogether fantastic nephew. That was years ago, because I haven't turned out like that. let's see, lots of birthday cards. I never throw them away. Maths achievement from when I was in high school. More birthday cards. More stickers with my name on it. Let's see, school reports. Oh gosh. Certificate of attendance. Blimey. Pictures of Bonnie, loads of them. Let's see, those will be from the website from years back. Blimey. That must be 2005 or something like that. Here's where we are. A picture of me in primary school looking like a gremlin or something like that. Oh. 13 today. Blimey. Oh, I wish I could go back to that. Some things from my brother here as well. School report from year 4. Evaluation of your child's progress. Should we read it? Huh. Right, let's see. Religious education. Liam listens well to the views of other children in class RE discussions. He's offered some thoughtful contributions with a little encouragement and enjoys working in a small group. He can then give examples of how people give themselves for others, and he can retell some of the stories of Holy Week and Easter. That's good. Let's see, the ones that matter, the ones that I do. Liam enjoys design and technology. He has gained understanding of how simple mechanisms relate to moving parts. He generally selects appropriate tools, techniques and materials, and he produced London Bridge's falling down nursery rhyme using a lever mechanism. Well, history Liam always works well. His personal research has been good, and he now knows a great deal about the Tudor period and its key events. I cannot tell you anything about the Tudor. Is that Henry VIII? I've been studying history for a long time, and I haven't got a clue. Honestly, this is the standard education. I don't have a clue about it. But anyway, he's enjoyed finding out about the past from our historical visit and used the experience to develop his understanding of the Tudors. Aww. Music. Although on occasions Liam has found music confusing, I'm guilty of that all my time, and I'm getting a career in it. He always works his hardest and puts his effort through into his work. He is an enthusiastic participant in all aspects of music lessons. He's enjoyed performing and can sing well in a group. Well, we've proved that wrong over the years. We have listened to classical music and Liam has listened carefully, thoughtfully and attentively. And to be honest with you, nowadays I listen to classical music and I analyse it, so I've definitely grown from that. He shows a lively interest in music from different traditions and cultures. Well, I do. That is true. Let's see. Let's read this. General comments. Liam is a delightful boy. Always friendly, cheerful and willing to do his best. He's worked very hard in all areas of the curriculum, making good steady progress. He is a considerate, polite and sensible member of the class who is liked and respected by adults and children alike. Liam has benefited from extra support this year in both literacy and numeracy and has found that he has worked enthusiastically during these extra lessons and listens carefully. Target, he should drive to build on this year's steady progress and consolidate and further his understanding throughout the curriculum next year. And the head teacher said a good report shows Liam has worked hard all year and clearly the aspects of the curriculum he doesn't find easy but has succeeded in. Well done, Liam. Next year he must continue and increase his efforts, particularly focusing on literacy, numeracy and science. Well, after doing pathetic in all areas of that aspect, I don't think that I'm very good at numbers still, but you know, never mind. Attendance 100%. Number of sessions attended since last September, 343. Total possible sessions, 344. So I've missed one. Excellent. Number of unauthorised absences, 0. Year 4 must have been brilliant because I didn't miss a beat. How lovely. That's lovely. More birthday cards in the box if we go back to here. Oh my gosh. This St. Anne's Primary School. Oh my God. This is I must have been 5. Let's just read music. Liam enjoys musical activities. He joins in singing and saying rhymes. He has played instruments to accompany singing. Well, you could tell I was going to be a musician. I don't think I've ever had any glowing reports from as being a musician. Ever, really. I think it just kind of stumbled in upon me. What else is this? There's nothing there. Oh, more birthday cards. And what on earth is that? My mum's old work thing from a good 20 years ago. That's odd. And a bag of childhood hairs. Lovely. I'll keep that, but yuck. Ugh. I'm not somebody who likes hair. Not at all. What's this? St. Anne's Primary School Certificate of Achievement. Liam Brigg did some beautiful handwriting today. I'm sorry, but we both know that that's not true. I am going to have to upload some pictures sometime of my handwriting for everyone to see. I am absolutely pathetic at writing. Oh dear, I never put any effort in. I was never good at reading or writing when I was a kid. What's this? Set the microphone down. Oh, steady. It is. Wow, dropped it, whatever it was. Oh, I'll upload this as the picture. It's a teddy bear and a clown sat asleep on a barrel. Let's just pop. Oh, that's nice. I'll keep that out. Now let's get into the religious stuff then. On your first communion day, Jesus gives me the grace to receive you always. Dear Liam, as you receive the sacred host on your communion day, Mary the Lord look down. May the Lord look down on you in his own loving way. May his love and guidance forever stay with you and fill your heart with happiness that lasts your whole life through. Hope you enjoy your special day. God bless, Miss Guire. Oh, that she was my year 3 teacher. Your first Holy Communion. Jesus gives me the grace to receive you always. Let me just open it. May you know that God is smiling and he hears you when you pray, for he loves you and he will bless you on your first communion day. Love and prayers from the catechists. Oh, lots and lots of communion cards, I must say. I've never seen so many. Elsewhere in the box, I found this this card with Mary and Joseph and Jesus on, with prayers of good wishes on the day of your first Holy Communion, from Father Robert Bellarmine from India. I can remember actually on the Mass, the priest Father O'Connor said that this was his first holiday, this was his first time away from India and his first actual day off, and he'd come to do communion apparently. Now I found all these little containers and things with little religious jewellery. Oh, it's just all so lovely. Wow, I'm going to wear some of this. I think I'm going to gloss up with some crucifix. Oh wow, it's so much in here that reminds me why I love my faith, and it's because of the passion and the memories and the unity as well. There's just so much in here. Birthday cards and gifts and good looks and congratulations. What's this card here? St. Peter was dependable and hardworking, just as you are, Liam. Have a lovely holiday. That's from my year four teachers as well. Mrs. Heatley, Mrs. Bates and Mrs. Conliffe. I remember them three. Oh, they were... Mrs. Heatley was my first inspiration to playing piano. I mean, you don't get more special than that as a child, do you? As the person that pushes you to becoming the musician you want to be. I found all kinds of booklets and things. The booklets that... of the Mass, all the things that the parents read out. It's just lovely. And as well, the card from my parents. It says, to our Liam on your first communion. Have a lovely day. Lots of love and best wishes, Mum, Dad and Ryan. Oh. Do you know what? This was... I'm just packing up now. This was such a... happy thing to stumble on. There's another piece of hair. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, that is the one thing I don't appreciate, but I won't be throwing it away. Obviously, because family are going to need that event one day. I'm not dead yet. Let's see. I think that is all that I've got to say. It's such a surprise. Honestly, I'm really set aback. Oh. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I'll be back again soon, I'm sure.